Today is Thursday, May 27th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I kind of messed up my cues there a little bit. I paused a little bit too long, you know, pausing. I did a little bit of work on the Pride 48 website behind the scenes today because, well, I should have been working, to be honest, but I was in meetings and I was listening, but I was like, I'm going to do a little bit on the Pride 48 website. And then I made a change. And you got, by the way, you guys are going to hear rain in the background and you're just going to have to find it soothing. Or I don't know, the noise removal may do some weird shit because it may, I don't know, because I use noise removal when I edit the show and who knows? Who knows what it's going to sound like? But I sit right by a window and it is raining incredibly hard right now. But so what I was saying before is I did some work on the website and I didn't know that it was going to email people who had previously donated to Pride 48 and give them receipts all the way from like 2019. And so I started getting emails from folks saying, hey, I just wanted to let you know I got a receipt from 2019. I hope I didn't get charged again. Like, no, you didn't get charged. I never go on Facebook, but I went on Facebook and said, hey, got anyone who got a receipt in your email from Pride 48 for a donation you gave like 2 years ago, please ignore. So I know we were talking about the trip, and so I'll just try to speed through the rest of the weekend here. We already talked about the key so much, and Dean Barney said that he gave me a little bit more information about how it works, but it appears that either, again, I don't have the app, so I can't really say for sure, but it appears that either the hotels we're going to have not implemented this yet, or we did something wrong or Mark did something wrong, and I don't know which it is, so I'm just going to have to leave it there. I'm going to have to leave it there. But the rest of our trip, so I talked about, we enjoyed swimming, and then the next day, and we enjoyed a Filipino meal, and so we were going to go, so we decided, or I decided, hey, we should do something while we're in Houston. Mark always likes to do some activities when we're on vacation, and I had never been to the Space Center. And so I said, yeah, let's go to the Space Center. I said, we can do it on Saturday morning. And no big deal. We can do it Saturday morning and it won't be a problem. We'll go, we'll have some fun, or, you know, we'll see some interesting stuff. And then, oh my gosh, the rain is so loud, you guys. I can't even think, it's so loud. And we'll see a little bit of spacecrafts and rockets and all this stuff. I didn't even know what was there. I'm like, we'll go there. And then we'll have, he wanted to have Jollibee, which is a Filipino fast food restaurant. Because he wanted to get his fill of Filipino food while we were there. And then we'll get on the road and start home. And before we went to sleep Friday night, Mark said, you may want to check and make sure we can get tickets for the Space Center and just make sure everything's okay with the way you're planning it. And I was like, oh, yeah, it'll be fine. Because, again, I'm not a planner. My family just wings it. So I think, well, I'll go on their website and look. But then I fall asleep and I forget about it. I fall asleep. It's late at night. And I fall asleep and I wake up in the morning and he says, hey, did you ever check? And I said, oh, no, but it'll be no problem. I'll check right now. So I go to their website. And it says, oh, due to COVID, we're only giving out tickets in 1 hour blocks. So my plan had been we were going to get up. We were going to go straight to the Space Center, be there by 10 a.m. We were going to do that for a couple of hours, you know, until noon. And then we were going to go to Jollibee, have lunch, and then get on the road. Well, I look at it, and they were already sold out of their 10 a.m. and their 11 a.m. tickets. So then I said to him, so sorry. I guess you were right. We're going to have to change our plans a little bit. And is it okay with you if we do... We go to the Filipino bakery because that's another thing we were going to do. Then we go to Jollibee and have an early lunch. And then we go to the Space Center. And he didn't, he agreed to it, but he doesn't like plans to change. Once you set a plan, because I had told him before we were going to go to the Space Center first, and then we were going to do Jollibee, and then we were going to do the Filipino bakery, and then we were going to come home. But he agreed to it, even though he doesn't like his plans changing. And he felt like he was in a rush because now we needed to squeeze in Jollibee and the Filipino bakery before the Space Center. And it said your ticket gets you, you know, you have an hour window that your ticket gets you in. So we were running around trying to get everything done. Then I look. And I realized the Space Center is about 45 minutes away from the hotel. Now, I didn't even think about that because I just thought, oh, it's all in Houston. It'll be like 10, 15 minutes away. I mean, you know, I live in Arkansas. Everything's like 10, 15 minutes away from where you live, 20 minutes. Well, I didn't think it was going to be 45 minutes from our hotel. So we have to quickly get ready. We have to quickly pack. We have to quickly do all this stuff so that we can get to the bakery and the Jollibee. So we did get over to the part of town that the Jollibee and the Filipino bakery, luckily they were right by each other. They had three different Filipino stores all in one little mini mall thing. So we went to the bakery, picked out the stuff. Oh, no, it was actually three different things. He wanted to go to a Filipino store to get snacks. He likes like the various kinds of chips and cookies and other things that they have, you know. Ramen and some other things that he can't get locally. And so we did that. And then we went to the bakery and we got the bakery stuff. And because they were right next to each other, he even had me take a picture of him with a full cart of Filipino snacks. And then we went to the bakery and we picked out, and we had to wait outside because they had a limit to the number of people that could be in there at the same time. So we did that, and then we went into Jollibee after we did that and ordered and sat down and were able to eat. So we did get all that done, and not only that, but we made it to the Space Center by 12:30, and our window was from 12 to 1, so we were good. However, there was a line out the door of the Space Center. I'm not really sure how to give. It was a long line. I bet there were, I don't know. I'm just going to pick a random number. I bet there were 1,000 people in this line. It was a long ass line. And then I was like, well, we already reserved our tickets. Why do we have to be in this line? So I talked to someone. I said, hey, we bought our tickets online. Is this the line for us? And she says, yes, that's your line. You need to wait in that line. And you'll scan your ticket when you get in, but you need to wait in this line. I didn't think to ask her, well, what happens if I get to the door after my 1 hour window? So we were in line for about 30 minutes. So we made it right on the cusp of, I think it was after 1 o'clock by the time we actually went through the door. But we were able to scan our ticket and we got in. But I was like, why? A lot of people were getting frustrated. They're like, why did we buy reserve tickets and then we're having to wait in line? That makes no sense. And then it's not like there were a minimal amount of people in there. No, it was packed. It was the most people I've been around since COVID ever. So, you know, it was just a typical museum. I always think I'm going to love museums, but here's the thing. Here is the thing about museums. They have all this stuff that they want you to read. Well, a lot of times nowadays, people are wanting to take selfies with everything, with all the exhibits. So you feel like you can't really stand there and read something because you're in the way of someone taking a photo. And you're in a hurry and you want to see things. And you know, I told him, I've decided reading this stuff does not make much sense. Like, you're really going there to see the items in person, to say you've stepped on a space shuttle or whatever, because they have an actual space shuttle there. You know, you want to say, get your selfie, whatever, and then kind of go. And it's all interesting and everything, but you can't read everything because there's just too many people. I said, I'd rather watch a documentary that gives me all this information than try to read it while standing in line at the museum and trying to dodge out of people's photos. It was interesting. I mean, it was interesting seeing a space shuttle in person and walking on a space shuttle and seeing the little, you know, and seeing the actual, a piece of the space station. And we saw a presentation, and that was really interesting to me. Actually, there was a guy, I don't actually know if it was a real part of a space station, but they either had a real piece of a space station or a replica. I'm not sure. And he was standing in this thing, and it had been turned into a stage, and telling all about the space station and who was there and how they lived in it and all that kind of stuff. And that was very interesting. That was, again, like a documentary. It was very good, very interesting to have someone tell you that stuff. You're not having to read something on a little placard with someone trying to take a selfie behind you. So we were there 2 or 3 hours, and the last thing we did before we left, they had this air quotes tram tour. So you reserve a seat and then you get on this tram, and then they literally took us across a parking lot to a rocket, let us off the tram and said, have fun, get on the next tram to come back. I was thinking it was going to be a tram tour. No. The rocket was interesting, but again, it was more of a selfie opportunity, and that was it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adambernsuk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.